Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Now.
Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rebound Tatum. Celtics can hold for the final shot of the third and have a chance to take a double-digit lead into the fourth. Tatum straight away eyeing Thibault. 7 seconds. 6, 5 to go into third. Grant Williams sets the screen. Tatum just takes the deep three and drills it.
Oh, somebody just stepped on my doggone toe. Tatum, get off of it.
And the third quarter comes to an end as Burks' half-court shot falls short. Tobias Harris left the floor on his own power, but it's the Sixers who are wobbled. The Celtics close the third quarter on a 12-0 run to break the tie and are 12 minutes away from round two.
And that is how it went for most of this series. The Celtics, Sixers would hang around. You get to the second half, you get to the fourth quarter. The Celtics just put them away. Good teams put other teams away in the fourth quarter regularly.
It's great. Tatum gets to get a foursome together, go play some golf now.
I don't know what to nitpick the Celtics for in this series. It's tough. They played well.
I know. I keep hearing Steven. Steven's like not satisfied. Like, we got to be better at this, got to be better at that.
Yeah, but that's because they're. He's anticipating going all the way.
Yeah.
He wants to go all the way.
That's what's great.
That's. I'm having a problem.
Down here in the bubble for nothing.
Did you hear the Celtics, like the players after the game? No smiles, no celebration, no nothing. I mean, it was all business.
Dude, it's locked. They're locked in right now.
They're going to finals. You don't watch. Well,
oh, do we need to mark the tape?
With me, Evan. Yes, they're going to. I said it twice. It's on the show. Went right over your head. Yes, they're going to the finals. They're playing together.
Well,
as
no,
a team.
But when you said it before, it was almost like you said it sort of mockingly.
No.
Like, oh, the Celtics are going to the finals?
I believe it. I've been watching some of that.
I thought you were just sort of referring to what people say.
Was that.
Not you. You believe that.
Toronto, Dallas. I've been watching a little bit of. Or Clippers, sorry. Been watching Portland and Lakers.
Yeah.
Like, the Lakers look like a runaway train right now? Hell no. Davis is playing okay, but they got some issues. It's there for the taking. It is. If the Celtics are sitting there and you have nothing to do, according to most people, you hear Brad Marchand, when you're in a bubble, what is it? It's hockey 24-7, right? We sit around.
All right, so you don't fear Toronto.
Who do you fear right now?
You don't feel the Bucks. You don't fear them at all?
I mean, you fear the Bucks, but you could beat the Bucks.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
You play,
they can beat the Bucks.
You continue to grow and play the way they're playing and have the same people responsible for point production, where you don't have Jason Tatum like he was in game one, where he came out, was just completely flat, couldn't score, couldn't make a shot, said it was the worst game ever. That changed quickly.
Miles,
The stuff coming out of Kemba.
Keep going.
Talking about bench guys emerging as leaders on the team. Did you ever get that from Kyrie?
No.
And we're Kyrie guys. No. It was all about me and wait till the playoffs start. I'll be good. Kemba's deferring to everybody. And he's
on and off the court.
On and off the court. And they're playing as a team. Watch when they go to the bench. Watch the bench when they make shots. Everybody's into it. They are focused. They're in. They have embraced the bubble. From day one. We ain't here to have a good time. You know, if we're doing a sacrifice, we're going down to do something. And I think it means something to them. And they're young and they're hungry. How many other teams look like that? All the rest of them look like veteran put together teams. I'll get together and play with my buddy. We'll play this buddy. We'll get this guy for 30, 35 million. Let's put them together. No, they can play.
Miles in the car had a thought on the series for the Celtics and Sixers. Hi, Miles.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to make one or two quick points. I wanted to say that I'm actually just a touch bummed that the series is over for one reason, and that is if you played a drinking game for every time the Philadelphia commentators mentioned it would be different if Ben Simmons was there to D up on Jason Tatum, you'd be absolutely hammered by the end of the game. And then quickly, my second point is that I don't think I've ever seen such an unenthusiastic 30 games from Joel Embiid. There was just no emotion behind anything he did. And I think that was their undoing. I'll hang up and see what you think. Thanks.
Yeah, I think he's overwhelmed. I think he is someone who is not cut. I think he's a great player. I don't think he's cut out to be the guy, like personality-wise.
Yeah, he needs one more guy.
Like, he can talk trash, and he does sometimes, and you see.
Oh, he's a force.
Right?
I don't think he can carry a team right
now. I think mentally there was something going on with him in this series because I think he felt the pressure of everything having to be on him.
See, Anna Horford tweeting, too. Like, my brother, Al's better when Embiid's on the bench or not there. Her yapping after a game like that. What's Horford's future?
Rich,
year one,
wealthy.
$70 million.
Yeah, a lot of cash. I don't know what his future in basketball is. I know what his future in life is, and that is money in the bank.
Jesus.
Embiid averaged 30 points and 12 rebounds in that series, by the way, per game.
Did it feel like it?
Not really.
No.
First half, first quarter, yeah.
I just think that I think it's too much to ask of one guy to be like, okay, well, you got an injury to your second best player, and now you just got to do everything. I think he felt the pressure of that. Because I think that when you're focused on that element and you sort of have that anxiety about it, you can't put your full emotion into the game. Can't play free. He wasn't playing free. It's what it was. 617-779-0985. Apparently, Bob Soucy has reconnected with us. So. And we're going to be talking to him next.
Maybe we're busy.
You want a kicker update?
Yeah.
Nick Folk, 3 of 3. Rohrwasser, 2 of 3.
And I'll tell you this. I said, oh, yeah, here Cam Newton and N'Keal Harry are lighting it up at practice. He goes, I'll put some context to that for you guys.
Oh, love it. What a tease.
Giddy bunch.
There we go.
Put it in your pants.
Bob Soucy is going to silence the hype on Cam Newton and or N'Keal Harry.
Tell the beat writers, put it back in your pants.
Oh, wow. We'll do that with Bob Soucy from training camp next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. We welcome Bob Soucy on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Bob is brought to you by Prop Swap. Bob, how's your car going to smell after sitting in the sun all day today?
Well, it doesn't smell very good, to say the least, to put it mildly. But then again, it doesn't smell any different than it usually does.
Dog took a steamer, huh?
10-year-old. That's not the first mess I've had on my hands or on the back seat since we got the pup.
How did you know it happened?
Because my kids were in the back seat. We were taking them over to my mother-in-law's. And now they were relieved that he didn't pee on them, which happened not too long ago.
I was peed on before.
When I wasn't driving. So, he does. He just he's a great dog in every respect. Yeah. Except when he's in the car. He just does not like it, and he lets me know that he doesn't like it.
He gets nervous.
You know what, though, Bob? I know it's your first dog. Dogs do mark their territory. This could be where he feels that you've sort of, emasculated. You're the male in the car, and he's trying to exert his force. That's all.
He's definitely an alpha. He's a part Siberian Husky, and he's got a little shepherd, a little chow chow, and lab, too, some collie, so... It's a good mix. He's a good dog, except for in the car.
All right. Speaking of pissed off dogs, Cam Newton came in as a ticked off dog. Right?
You're getting a dog. That's
how's
what he said.
How's he looking?
I'll tell you what. Today was, as you can tell by the time I'm talking to you, the longest practice thus far. I thought as physical a practice as they've had, a lot of energy, and Cam Newton to me, you know, looks like he's the quarterback of this team, and he's taking control of it. Not that he didn't do that already, but there's so many things that stand out. We've heard all about the energy that he brought to the team, to the locker room initially, and it's carried over on the field. His outward personality, his outgoing personality, how vocal he is. We got a glimpse of it again today, or had a chance to hear a lot of it today at various points, including after a touchdown pass to Nikhil Harry, jawing the length of the field of the defense after that particular play. But you know, it's also in subtle, noticeable ways in between reps for him or during water breaks. Maybe the other two quarterbacks are standing side by side. Cam Newton's over there kind of making the rounds, mixing in with some of the backs and receivers and fist bumping and going over with some of the linemen. And he's making sure that he goes to every different receiver at various points today. Yeah, the guys that you know he's going to be on the field with and has to rely on, and he's making that connection. It's significant in a lot of ways and very obvious, and then it's also very subtle in a lot of ways.
So you said it was the most physical practice to this point, correct?
Yeah, I would say they were really tested, especially late. I think Belichick, you know, had them going extra periods in two-minute offense, a lot of contact out there. There were a lot of half-line drills early, so you had the contact and the trenches. We saw a lot of one-on-one work with wide receivers trying to get off the line of scrimmage and get releases against defensive backs, a lot of hand-fighting there. And then in the 11-on-11 sessions, I thought very, very physical compared to what we have seen to this point. And he pushed them, I think, beyond the limit a little bit. We heard a lot of, hey, this is when we got to be at our best football, push through it in the last period or so. And they even tested the field goal kickers. We had Nick Folk in camp today to watch him, and he looked like he did at the end of last year. And Roarwasser was pushed a little bit during the two-minute drill. They both had a charge onto the field with no timeouts, line up and make kicks, and each responded.
So the reason I say that, you know, to bring that back up, you mentioned some of the hand fighting. I was going to ask you, who won the practice? Was it the offense? Was it the defense? Who came out on top today?
I would say a mix. I thought, you know, the defensive line with Adam Butler and Winovich recording some sacks that, you know, I had down, I thought the defense punched the ball out a couple of times. They made some plays. I still think that, you know, the defense is ahead of the offense at this point, but at least we saw, and I saw the offense fight back a little bit. And it was a good sign to me, and not to read into too much of it, but Nikhil Harry, it was in a perimeter blocking drill where they're doing a toss sweep wide, and he's going to engage one-on-one with the defensive back, and it was Michael Jackson. And they started going at it a little bit, first some jawing, a little pushing and shoving. And on the next rep, you know, Harry drove him backward, really took control and moved him upfield several steps. And you can hear Newton react to that, and the offense trying to build on different individual sequences like that. But I still think the defense had the better of it today. But Cam Newton does look good to me. The rapport with Edelman is there. We saw it yesterday. He picked up where he left off today in terms of building that chemistry with Julian.
All right, Bob, I'm not down here. I haven't seen it over the weekend. You were there yesterday when Nikhil tapped out of the 11-on-11 in the expedited, you know, team drill that they were doing. Was that injury related? Was he just gassed? And talk about what you saw from him catching the ball today. Are you starting to see him maybe develop something here with Cam or not?
Well, Zoe, I mentioned the play that he had, the touchdown pass from Newton after he was engaged with Jackson. That was a positive sign, but there's still too many instances from where I sit where he's not getting open. Now, the touchdown grab that he made was on a back shoulder throw.
That's his thing. We've seen it.
Exactly. But it's those other routes. It's being able to get open on a consistent basis. And going back to yesterday, it certainly didn't appear to be injury-related at the time. I think Mike Reese wrote about it. We heard what Julian had to say after the practice, although he told the reporters, you got to talk to Coach specifically about Nikhil, but then he gave us an address on accountability out there. So to me, you know, a couple of small steps forward today, but it needs to make a lot of strides, bigger strides, between now, of course, and September 13th.
So what does happen with the kicking situation? You think Rohrwasser is out? What's going to happen here?
Well, he was better today. He made all of his kicks today when they were in competitive situations, 11 on 11. Does he look as good as Nick Folk? Yeah, again, in these amateur eyes, the way I see it, through all four eyes of mine with the glasses on, Nick Folk looks like a guy who's been in the league and had a lot of success in the league for a long, long time. Yeah, his kicks are delivered with, I think he's got, it seems like, without a stopwatch, a quicker get-off. The kicks off the foot, they look good. Rohrwasser, you got to take, you got to hang with them until the very end to make sure, in a lot of cases, that they're just inside the upright, if not wide of it. But he was better today. And like I said, he got tested in a two-minute situation where they had to scramble onto the field without a lot of warning, and he was able to line up and make that kick. And, maybe having a guy like Folk in camp, ratcheting up the competition, tells him, hey, you're on your way into the NFL. I don't know.
I saw Reese wrote something interesting regarding Sanu over the weekend, one of those tidbit things where he could, in essence, be sort of that right role, that backside tight end. Because I think he runs like a tight end when you watch him. We talk about N'Keal Harry not separating. I think it's worse with Sanu. Do you agree with that? And not that he would be relegated to tight end, but not as a true tight end, but as sort of a move guy where they're gonna have to back him off the line of scrimmage and let him get a jump on guys.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see him maybe in a lot of speed motion behind the line of scrimmage and try to get the ball to him underneath a lot. He had good hands today. I thought he plucked the ball very well. But you're right, so I think that, you're looking for, I thought after the offseason work, now granted he's coming off the ankle surgery, but I thought we would see a faster player this year. And again, it's only my perspective. You saw him for that one day. Yeah, it hasn't really flashed yet. But I do think that at least today there was a good connection out there with Newton in terms of him being able to catch the ball. And again, the subtle things, Newton being able to communicate with some of those guys pre-snap. And it in particular stood out to me with Julian in a goal line situation. It was defended very well, but at least there was that pre-snap recognition on the part of one another. Hey, I got you. It was with some verbiage. I think today was a positive step. I really think, you asked me who won the day, I think it was a positive step for both sides.
All right, anything else before we let you go, Bob?
Yeah, I want to get to a point that Zoe has made a number of times, including on our special Saturday night, about the importance of David Andrews at center. Boy, without a crowd here, it really stands out. His leadership on the offensive line, including if a quarterback misidentifies the player, the mic, so to speak, that they want to set their blocking protections on. And there was at one point in time today where I think it was Newton, a quarterback, he identified the mic, and you could hear Andrews say, no, the mic is number such and such.
Oh.
And then off the snap, boom, Andrews is out there with a big block. Damien Harris, I thought, another good day for him. But Andrews' presence in that offensive line, a big difference maker for this team.
All right, very good.
All right, Bob, good
appreciate
stuff.
Your time, as always. Good luck cleaning up the car.
Hey, yeah, guys, I appreciate it. Hey.
Coffee grounds.
Go ahead.
Coffee grounds. Keep coffee grounds on the spot. It'll kill the smell.
Well, I've got a lot of coffee grounds probably in the placemats in the front seat, so maybe I'll shift those and back.
All right, pal. See you, buddy.
Take care, guys. All
thanks,
right, bye-bye.
Bob. Take it easy. Bob Soucy joining us from Patriots training camp. Andrews. Invaluable.
Feels to me they're going to struggle on offense at the beginning.
Yeah. It's like, wait. Okay. I don't think they'll struggle. I think that's going too far. You think they're going to struggle?
I mean, I don't think they're going to come out and put up 35 first day.
Who the hell are the receivers going to be on this?
That's the problem. And I think they had two running backs yesterday, like Burkhead and
we're in the same position now Harris. As we were a year ago.
People are saying Harris is running away with the starting running back gig.
Well, he's had a good camp.
Yeah.
So credit where credit is
plus
due.
Plus, he can catch the ball. That's another thing I saw on Thursday, his ability to catch the ball in his fingertips. Pretty good.
I know. I was reading at NBCSportsBoston.com, Phil Perry's roster projection for the final 53. For receivers, he's got Edelman, N'Keal Harry, Damir Bird, Gunnar Olszewski, Mohamed Sanu, Matthew Slater.
That's about right.
Notice how I did not say Jacoby Myers. In that group,
he looks really slow. Because I mean, we get on Sanu and Harry, but I have high expectations for those guys.
Jag.
So better weapons this year or last year, though? Weapons was a huge issue, right?
Yeah, and I just said we're in the same boat here.
No, is that we dip? I want to know from Zoe's perspective.
Zoe, better or worse?
I'm saying post Antonio Brown.
Did you guys hear Belichick on Olszewski over the weekend?
Yeah.
Man, he's high on this guy.
But he's the next Edelman. I mean, it was Walker, it was Edelman, him.
Yes.
Yeah. You're getting the next guy ready to go. I hate that Jim asked that because it gets me back to last year where it's still 12-14.
Do you feel better or worse? Let's do it this way. You know what? Let's pick it up on the other side.
Okay.
A couple questions for Zoe about receivers on the other side.
Oh, God.
All right? Yeah. And then we'll break it up a little bit with a little unboxing coming up at 12:50. What do you say, Zoe?
Okay.
What do you say? Okay. Calls on Bruins and Celtics, too. We got open phone lines. Good time to do it. Here's headlines with Christian Arcand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
It's Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, here are the questions I have for you, Zoe. Do you feel better or worse about N'Keal Harry now than you did a year ago? Now, remember, a year ago, he was a rookie. It was his rookie camp.
Yes.
Expectations were not very high. How do you feel?
I feel the same as I do mid-season. No, I feel a little bit worse to the same.
There it is. You changed the question. You changed the question to give a more positive answer there.
Because all I could go off is what I see him come out of the gate at week 9. And how did he respond? Because there's flashes there with him. Yeah. And that's an intriguing thing. He's strong. And like to what Bob said, that stock blocking, he could be a bitch downfield. And I've seen him get in the face of safeties. And I like that about him. He's got a little edge to him. Probably need Edelman's got an edge to him every freaking play. 67 plays a game. Edelman's got the same edge. He's got to elevate to that. Him being a young guy, that's why I hold out hope. I don't want to totally go negative here on him because it always seems like there's something bugging him. You know what I mean? Hammy, this, whatever this injury is. I'm gassed, tapping out yesterday, making a play today. It's the ebb and flows of it where it's really good or it's really bad. I need a more consistent first-round player. He should be the leader of the receiving group right now. Because I don't put Edelman in there. Edelman's another class than these guys. That's a guy you don't even worry about. It's like Brady stuff. You know? McCourty stuff. Guys you don't worry about. They'll get themselves ready. And they're always there and you can depend on those guys. And how about Edelman talking about, sort of you got to talk to coach about N'Keal, but certain thing, availability is ability. You got to be there. Julian will play through stuff. He's got to learn to play through stuff. He's got to learn to want to practice. Okay. There's your Harry update. Seems like we're stuck in the same spot with him. That's all. Same. Feel the same.
Same.
Yeah, same.
Same, okay.
I tried to say same.
So if but I'm a they have pissed. A better season okay. than last year, then you have to admit that Newton did a better job with the weapons than Brady did.
We talk about one
Ooh,
guy.
Ooh, what an angle. What an angle there for Louthy.
How's that back shoulder throw to N'Keal Harry in the end zone against Cowboys? That's a pretty good throw, right? See,
I'm just saying, if the weapons are the same and Cam Newton does more with the weapons, then what if A equals B, then, you know?
I just like how he's screwing with you right now.
Okay.
That you've got to admit that Cam Newton is better than Tom Brady.
I'll see it in the same offense. Now,
that is something. But wait, that's only question one, though.
If Cam knows I can only throw back shoulder touchdown passes to him and he's only going to be a red zone threat and he can't get off the jam on a slant or a quick out, then that's going to be problematic, right?
So I can't ask you if you feel better or worse about Sanu.
Sure, you can ask me. I feel worse. But I feel way worse.
But I can ask you about do you feel better or worse on Sanu from the point when he was brought in when he was traded
when he caught all those balls in a Philly game and then nicked the ankle because he had to return a freaking punt.
Yeah, that's not on him.
Not on him. So I was hesitant to critique him when I came back. Somebody reached out to me that, hey, he's working through a bad ankle sprain.
So it feels like you want to give the benefit of the doubt to
Harry, but
you don't want to do that for Sanu.
I know what it is for a first, second-year player in this offense. It's tough. But it's going to take.
Yeah, but that's not his issue. That's not Nikhil Harry's issue. From all accounts, is he just can't stay on the field.
You can't stay on the field. You can't get the work in. So how are you going to get better if you can't get the work in? I'm frustrated with him because he's missed three days of the first week.
And you're hearing things, which means there are people that think, I don't know what people, but people that think he's not fighting through something.
The train's rolling, man. You on the train or not?
Right, Jarrett. If Jarrett Stidham, a guy who goes out and wears a red jersey every day,
gets hurt, I'm frustrated with him.
But he's out there.
Yeah. Like, we were out there, or they were out there for that walkthrough-type practice, right? So you mean to tell me that Stidham could have been out there after he thought he was hurt, but Nikhil Harry couldn't be out there for a walkthrough?
Do you think
Friday?
There's the potential for Jarrett Stidham, this is unrelated to the receivers,
yeah,
could turn into a punchline in 2 years?
No, I don't.
Where we all laugh at ourselves for having thought Jarrett Stidham even had one small bit of the potential to be the replacement for Tom Brady?
No.
Like, are we going to look back on this time and say, what a joke? We had that wrong.
No, because I trust our evaluation of the quarterback position. I think they've gotten some good guys over the years, obviously. They're not here anymore. But
yeah, they've also missed a bunch,
Bill,
though.
Bill knows. I think Bill knows.
Like Ryan Mallett never turned into anything.
No. But you watched him play, and you knew it was a big windup, and something just didn't look right. It was funky with Mallett. You watch with Stidham, it's pretty fluid when he's in the game and they're moving. It looks good. I think Bill would know when it's time. And he knew it with Tom and Bledsoe. He knew it was time to move on from Drew, and you know, Tom sneaking up, and it was Tom time. And I say this about Sanu because he has an entire offseason now under his belt. And he had the ankle surgery, and he's healthy. So is this the top-end speed for him? That he's cleared, he's 100% go, he hasn't missed a practice. And you see him out there, and he just doesn't separate. He's big, but he doesn't separate. Now you hear the stuff for Reese, like moving positions now? Like, that's not good. Okay, so it's Harry, Edelman, and who else at receiver? Sanu? It should be, right? What if Nikhil can't go week 4 or 5? Something came up. You know? Your starting receivers, Edelman and Sanu? I say you're in trouble. I'd double Edelman all day.
Which is why you say they're going to struggle.
I think they're going to struggle early on offense. It feels that way.
Do you think that the New England Patriots will treat this like a regular season and address the need when veterans may be getting cut elsewhere? Right? You see it every year. The end of camp. You see some guys who are maybe available.
The Deckers, yeah. The Galloways, the
Those guys were available at the start of camp.
Yeah.
But you know how it is. Guys that might get cut elsewhere, take a look. Do you think that's a possibility? I'm not saying they're going to make a trade, but do you think they'll spend some of that available cap space?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Right? Especially if you don't believe in your third and fourth guy. Hell yes. Yeah. Sounds like they want Olszewski to get going, to get him. Get him around and get him going, but he's got to catch the ball better. Like, everything looks good except the catch. And that's a big part of it. You know, once he gets that down, you know, maybe he's thinking too much, too. You know, a lot of these guys think, and I think that's the thing with Nikhil, too. His hesitancy, my thinking, just go play. You know, he's talented. He's so athletic, so big. Use that size, man. Use that size. It's something they gotta figure out what he does well and what he doesn't do well. And don't ask him to do the things he can't do well. That's where he gets in trouble. That's where it looks like an average guy could cover him. You know? But, man, when you got Mike Reese talking about one guy popping positions now, it's like, oh, he's supposed to be one of your better receivers. Now we're going to move him to tight end? Eesh.
617-779-0985. We're going to get to Jim Louth unboxed. He had quite a shipment come in the other day. The mail is here. The mail has arrived.
How about that?
Ready to open a few things?
Yes.
All right, we'll do it next.
All right, Louth.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in. So Nick Jermelli, the morning guy, one of the guys in the morning, has a version of this?
Yes.
From what?
He put something together. We played it last week.
He asked me this morning if I heard it. I hadn't heard it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you hadn't?
I mean, you may have done it that day I was out.
You guys weren't here. Play it. Do you have it?
No.
Oh.
Maybe we'll use it tomorrow.
Use it tomorrow. We'll use it tomorrow.
I got $50 in my pocket.
Send your items to Jim Louth, corporate Jim Louth. At 98.5, the Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125. This one's from Hank in Vermont.
Huh.
Oh. What is this?
Nice.
What First is animal? That?
We got an animal?
No. No.
He got a cup. He got a cup.
It's upside down, though.
I never wore one, so.
Never?
Never.
Says, never in baseball? Never ever?
No, I didn't like the way it fell on that.
It says, dear Jim and staff, I heard that you were looking for some stuff for your office shelf. I used to be a Patriots clubhouse boy back when Scott Zolak played here.
Ooh.
I stole this game day cup from his locker after one of the games.
Damn right, never won.
You can have it. Congratulations on your new job.
Slide it right in your jock, Jim.
Do you know Hank Murphy?
Hank! Yeah! Shut the door!
Hank Murphy.
Nice. Stay out of my locker.
You have to autograph that for me.
Stay out of my locker.
I don't know what. What's this?
Open
it's like a paper bowl.
Mm.
I'm afraid to open whatever it is that is in here.
Maybe he licked it.
What is this? It's another mini Zamboni.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what team.
Okay.
It has the decals.
Oh, that looks nice.
For you to put on the Zamboni.
Oh, Jim likes stickers.
Oh, these are like generic hockey decals. Another Zamboni for the shelf.
Excellent. Nice.
You got to sign the cup now. Hank claims it's yours.
Yeah, it's mine. I never wore it.
Why do you keep it all these years?
Well, let's keep it. Like, you know, so you technically had one have to have one.
Right, but.
You didn't have to have it. Like I didn't like to. I don't like get my thing pinched.
Yeah, it's not an adult size cup.
No, no, no. Why did he keep it?
I don't know. Maybe it was like a.
Is he Monica Lewinsky? Still fit?
A little bit. Okay. This was made out to Jim Louth by our friend Lauren.
Thanks, Hank.
And she had to write corporate. She added it late on top.
Corporate. Is her his wife?
Corporate, no. Corporate Jim Louth. Lauren Pierce.
Oh.
Who writes, that's stationary. Naked Mermaid. You'd like that, Arcan.
Nice.
Hey, guys. Sweet. Thought you would like this. My grandmother... has had this for many years. She's 100 now, and I listen to the show with her all the time.
No kidding.
Thanks for all the energy that you guys bring, Lauren. It is a mini Celtic magnet. Jim, Celtics?
Nice.
Playoffs? Nice. Celtic magnet that Jim could put on his fridge in his office. I like that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Fridge.
Yeah. Let me put this back in here.
I'll go next because we have envelopes first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's see. Little something for the shelf. Heard you were running low on packages. Well, not anymore, but...
Well, that's because...
Marty in Southbridge, autographed picture of Ken Ryan.
Ken Ryan.
Black and white.
Wow.
I know Kenny Ryan.
92, 95.
You know him?
I know Kenny Ryan. Yeah.
You guys are buddies?
Pitcher. He runs
a pitcher. Baseball academy.
Yeah, pitching clinic.
Down near Rhode Island somewhere. Yep. Seekonk or Fall River or something.
Doing pretty good. Yeah.
That's cool.
Jim, all we used to have it in studio back at the Score All Day, Score Often.
Yeah, he was a baseball guest.
He would come to the old place, huh? Yeah. Can we get some music? I feel like this segment's very dry.
Jim's back.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. You just feel the energy of Jim opening packages.
All right. Arcan, you got one over there?
Yeah, I got one back here. This is from Ed in Cambridge. Let's see what we got here. Thank you. Hope it's not a cup. Oh, we got a gift bag here. All right. This looks like
night.
An official game puck center ice from the Winter Classic 2010. Bruins and the Philadelphia Flyers.
Wow.
We've got a Upper Deck 30-card set, one oversized celebration card in here as well.
Wow,
some
very
cards
nice.
For you. Ooh, more cards. Let's see. A Sergei Samsonov. Looks like it's autographed. Lord Byron Defoe card, also autographed. And a Johnny Busick with a little piece of the Garden Arena seat right there in the card.
Nice.
I've got this really long box.
It's a note, too. You want the note?
Yes.
That's
all right.
What she said.
Okay, good. I got everything out of this one.
Dear Jim, here's some random Bruin stuff that I drunkenly purchased on eBay a while back. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Take care, Ed.
This one's from Rob T. in Greenfield. He says, hello, Corporate Jim. I have a few random items. A mini bat that commemorates the 1995 American League East winning Boston Red Sox. It says it right on there. Eastern Division champs. Also, a few baseball cards. Randy Johnson, Bobby Bonilla, Paul O'Neill, Curt Schilling, and Red Sox players I don't recognize. Thank you for all your continued programming through the pandemic. Yeah. Keep up the great work. Beetle and the boys.
Oh.
No mention of Zoe.
So that's like a funny thing. Zoe and the boys.
Must be the new name of the show. Beetle and the boys.
Well, you got that super agent.
Robin Greenfield. That's right. Super agent Brian Murphy.
Okay. Here we go.
I like that team. 95 Sox.
That was a great team. Valentin, Mo Vaughn.
Oh, my God. We have our first inclusion of T-Bone here.
Canseco was on the team in 95, right?
I think so, yeah.
Clemens. Go ahead.
To Zoe, Beetle, Hardy, Jim, and T-Bone. What's up? First T-Bone reference. And then Corporate Jim was written in at the top. Forgot that initially. Some of my random stuff. UFC bottle opener. As, I mean, everybody loves UFC. Punch you in the face and open
right
a bottle of beer.
Face.
Right? Too many booklets, which is from the 93 Sox schedule. The other is a transportation map of Houston prior to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl Live. Beetle, we love these when we get to the Super Bowl and Radio
Row. A little map? Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I'm a little disappointed.
We could have used that when we were in Houston.
A little disappointed that Robin Greenfield didn't recognize Jack Clark.
Jack Clark, nice.
Greg Blosser, I can understand, but Jack Clark? I mean, come on.
Ticket to the Lowell Spinners game. It's just a dump, pretty much.
I don't know. Maybe the game had meaning.
They clinched their first playoff spot in 2005, Jim.
Okay.
All right. Cup from David Ortiz's last regular season game.
What kind of cup?
Home game. What do you mean? It's a beer cup. Plastic beer
cup. Oh, he got a different kind of cup earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It says, look, thank you, David. Thank you, David. I remember that cheer.
I have to ask you guys a question, though. See that cup right there?
Yeah.
A lot of items like that. We're running out of space on the top of the top shelf.
Ugh.
What are we going to do there?
Give it to me and I use it in my pool. I use it in my pool.
5 inches or less, right?
That's what she said. Yes.
You want to use that at your pool? Is that what you're saying, Zoe?
Yeah, I'll clean it up. Maybe your pool next year. You can try it out.
Wait, what are you doing?
Jim doesn't have room because it's not.
So you want to take it home?
I'd drink out of that. That'd be great for beer. Oh, yeah. Like iced tea with some ice. Maybe a rum runner. You like rum runners, Arcan?
You look like one of those dudes that goes with like your new wife now to one of them all-inclusive resorts. Go down there and get pie.
When's the honeymoon,
I like Arcan. Sweet drinks.
We had an in-state mini moon.
Mm. No. But you're going to go on a real one eventually.
Yeah, as soon as we can.
Yeah, I know. So what's your thoughts on that right now? Like you're looking at 2023?
Maybe.
See, this is great.
How many years out are you going to push it?
It
depends what countries will let Americans into their country. Like, you know,
why do you got to go out of the country? Why don't you just want to have an American party?
Aruba will let you in.
Out of the state right
Aruba,
now.
Right now. They'll let you in.
Will they?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw it. You know what?
Let's go to Florida,
looks
man.
It's empty there.
You still have to come back, though.
Yes.
Right.
So? They'll let you back in.
still my heart.
Here?
Heart
the building?
Oh, no, not here at work. No, no, no. You got to put in for, like, if you're going for a week, you need 3 weeks vacation. That's what you need. It's part of the problem now.
December 9th is a good time, probably. December 10th-ish.
Yeah. We'll see you in the new year.
COVID Christmas.
It's a COVID Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Get that off the microphone.
Oh, come on. It's my mic flag.
Autograph it. Put it on the shelf.
People said this mic flag, what are you doing? Looks disgusting on TV.
It does look disgusting on TV.
Well, it is wiped continually with our wipes that we have, the Clorox wipes, and just leaves a little residue from
it. This bat is a hell of a beating stick right here.
Oh, you can take it home and beat your kids with it.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
I know you're not going to beat it. That's just fit set. It's just joke.
Can't say things like that anymore, Zoe. Did you see Mike Milbury over the weekend?
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about Mike Milbury in 90 seconds. It feels about the appropriate time of the show we do that.
Sounds good.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.